the Republican presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, got something started Wednesday night at the presidential debate when he singled out Sesame Street's Big Bird.
I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird.
All right. Big Bird is hot right now. He was featured last night on Saturday Night Live. And joining us, TV Guide Entertainment Editor Matt Rausch on Big Bird, his newfound notoriety, and also getting us up to speed on TV's fall season. Matt.
Yeah, well, Big Bird for sure, becoming a new folk hero in the wake of all of that and showing up in the middle of Weekend Update last night on Saturday Night Live to talk about how many tweets he's been given, which was a cute little joke there, and staying up past his bedtime. I was kind of hoping he'd get a spotlight on the show. It was actually funnier than the actual debate sketch turned out to be, but Saturday Night Live will still get a lot of fodder over the next couple of weeks, as everybody else has. Jimmy Fallon actually did the best debate parody in terms of the candidates beating up on Jim Lehrer, and that was a really funny thing that Jimmy Fallon did. So all of the late-night comedians, including Saturday Night Live, still have several weeks to play with here. But yeah, I think the Big Bird comes out the unexpected hero in all of this, and that's really kind of maybe refreshing. Even has a new Twitter account about it all, the embattled bird of Sesame Street.
What's new on the fall schedule?
Well, this Wednesday, there are three new shows coming on. They're coming on a little bit late. The season's been a couple of weeks going, but they didn't want to premiere these shows and then get interrupted last Wednesday by the debate and then have their momentum stalled. So the one that's getting the most buzz is on ABC, going to air at 10 o'clock. It's called Nashville. Set in Nashville, filmed in Nashville. The actors do their own singing. The idea here, it's a backstage story about the Queen of Nashville, played by Connie Britton. Connie Britton being one of my favorite TV actors. She was the coach's wife on Friday Night Lights, and now she's playing this reigning country queen. But her throne is being threatened by this young upstart who she comes off like Taylor Swift's evil twin, played by Hayden Panettiere, who was on the series Heroes a couple of years ago. But it's kind of like their battle for supremacy. There's politics, local politics. There's family drama. It's really just a good ABC-style soap with music. And you don't have to really like country music to like it, but I hope that one's going to be a hit. In the same time period, NBC gives us a show called Chicago Fire. Three guesses what that's about. It's about firefighters in Chicago. Very old school from Dick Wolf, who did Law & Order for many, many years in that time period. This one, they're hoping to get an ER vibe, but it feels hopelessly retro. There have been better shows about firefighters on TV, but you never know. If you're looking for a mainstream show, that might work. And the CW, the same night on Wednesday, is giving us a superhero show called Arrow. They've been looking for a show to replace Smallville for a couple of years, and they're hoping that Arrow will do it. It's a pretty good superhero show, fits their brand, which is sometimes all you can ask for.
And The Simpsons tonight on Halloween?
23rd Treehouse of Horror. 23 years they've been doing these Halloween trilogies. This one takes on Paranormal Activity, and that's a really funny one, and a Back to the Future kind of a sketch. So they'll never run out of material, I suppose, and some things never change. So if you're looking for tradition, tonight The Simpsons will give it to you.
Matt, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide, Entertainment Editor here on WTOP.